Welcome to today's show, Warehouse and Operations as a Career. My name's Marty, and today I'd like to talk to the resume and ways to make one. Last week, we visited with a recruiter and discovered how important they are, so let's discuss the how-to today. I've seen many different formats or ways to put one together, and honestly, my opinion is that simple is better. You can use the fancy fonts, separate the sections with colored bars, change the fonts for descriptions, etc., but I've never heard of a right or wrong way to complete one. Remember, as we heard last week from the recruiter, that they are looking for, or they're going to be looking at many, many resumes. They're looking for content, not necessarily form or fonts, at least in our profession, so I can't help but believe that simple and straightforward would be very much appreciated. I was asked a couple of weeks ago, should I put my picture on my resume or my posting? I personally don't see a need, but if you'd like, I don't see that it would, you know, hurt anything either. I'd call that just kind of a personal preference. Okay, after looking around, I simply put, I found that there's really three different kinds of resumes or formats. Chronological, or starting from the earliest point, and what I'd call descriptive, or describing something, and then a combination of the two. Personally, I like the combination of both, but again, that's probably just my personal preference. There's a wealth of information online about how to write a resume. Some of it's very in-depth, and to be honest, some of it's quite time-consuming. In my opinion, what we're looking for is a one or two page document that describes us as individuals. It'll need to include our work history and as many keywords as can apply to our experiences. And of course, add any tools and equipment that we've used. And I like to add what I'm doing now and what I'd like to be doing in like 2 years. I'd look online at a couple of different examples and decide what you'd like yours to look like and just kind of go from there. Even if you do not have access to Microsoft Word or any word processing program, just write it down on paper the way that you would like it, you know, to read, and simply fill it in that way on the application. I've been told that many of the libraries have computers and printers for use and at a very reasonable cost, or even free in most cases. And of course, maybe a friend or a relative has one that you could use. I feel it's the information and getting that information to the recruiter that's going to really be important. A printed document is, of course, you know, preferred, but hey, we're looking for work, so let's at least have something with us and on our mind, out front of our mind, so we can get it to the person that's going to be reading about us. My main advice here is to schedule enough time and without interruptions to put our resume together. Really, if it's done in less than an hour, I think that something would have to be left out, and it probably could have been written much better. Be sure to include our full name, and it's all right to add the name that you go by, but use your full name as well. If my name is William, but I go by Bill, you can add the name Bill out to the side of William, maybe in parentheses or something. Next is my address. Some people may be hesitant to put the full street address. I guess I can understand that. I feel we should at least put the street name as well as city, state, and the zip code. That's all going to be very important to the recruiter or the one that's reviewing our resume. And then the most important part is our contact information. None of our efforts are going to matter if the recruiter spends a couple of days running us down. Someone may call them back before we even get our message. Always add a good phone number where you can be reached, you know, at any time. Or that the any left message is going to get back to you. If you don't have a phone of your own and are going to leave friends or a parents or a relative's number, be sure and tell them about it. Be sure that they know about it and that they will get the message to you as soon as possible. A good email address is a must as well. If you don't have one, they're free. Sign up and check it as often as possible. Email is the first place that a recruiter is going to go if they can't reach you, sometimes and probably even before they make that phone call. Now, this step sounds out of place, but it made sense to me after it was explained. Next, find a job posting or a type of job that you're looking for. This way, we'll write a resume to that job or at least that type of position. Just remember now, let's not tie ourselves down to one particular job that's posted. Today, it seems like more and more companies are utilizing systems, computer programs to pre-screen such things as our resume, or as we've heard, looking for keywords to grab their attention. I'd make sure to either list those keywords at the top under like an objectives column, or maybe an accomplishments heading, or make sure that I scatter them throughout the text somewhere when I'm listing my job and work history. Everything you'll read about online or in books or magazines or anything will mention, you know, to use those keywords. Next, I think, or at least I personally like to see a heading or summary of qualifications section. Things that I'm really good at, equipment or tools that I've used, any computer programs I may have used before, you know, things like that. Any special awards or certifications I may have achieved, that would go really well here too. These could be very company specific, somewhere where we've worked before. It may not have any real official meaning, but someone at one of our previous employers or places of employment, they gave it to us, so we ought to use it, right? Now here's where I'd start listing my job history. Be sure to include the month and year started and the month and year left, the name of the company, its address, at least the state and zip code. List a supervisor's name or the person that you reported to. List as many as you can. If you've only had one job, that's fine, but I'd list 3, 4, 5, you know, if I can, if I've had them. This will give you a chance to list many more duties and particular tasks that you're familiar with. It gives you much more to talk about with that recruiter or that interview person. You may be hesitant to list that many places due to only like 3 months here, 6 months there, 2 years over here. But the time that we were at each place of employment, that can be shared and talked through. I feel it's much more important to have as many duties and tasks as well as any accomplishments to discuss than worrying about why you left or why you might have changed jobs. Many times the only reason we left is just for better money or closer to home or even maybe a conflict with someone. Talk through it with the person that's interviewing you. I just think they're going to be more interested in the skills and experiences that I picked up at each place. Next, I'd list my education. Again, put the school's name and state, any trade school or GED or equivalent. I've seen people list the years that they attended. I don't think it really matters. Some do and some don't. It may be important, I guess, to list years attended for any specialized education or trade schools, as that would be a way to show that I'm current with any specialized training and offers a place to add any additional classes to continue that skill or education. Overall, I think it's okay, but not really a necessity here. Also, this is where I'd add any community activities or hobbies that you may be involved in, was involved in at the time. I feel that's another opportunity to share more about ourselves with the person interviewing us. He or she will know more about our personality. At least you'll have the opportunity to make them learn more about me while I'm sitting there talking to them. Let's talk through Jeff's resume. Remember our character that we're going to follow through others for a few months? Remember him? I think he was introduced in our Getting Started show. Okay, let me read through his real quick. At the top, he has his name, Jeffrey Character, and he has Jeff off to the left in parentheses, and he prefers going by Jeff. Then he has his address, anywhere street, any city, any state, and then the zip code. He chooses not to supply his house numbers here, and that's really fine for right now. Then he lists his home phone number, and to the right of that, he has written cell number, and he lists it. Under that, or directly under that, he has his email, and then he lists the email address. Okay, these four lines are centered at the very top of the page. Now, we know Jeff is looking for a general labor or utility position in warehousing and wants to learn to use the equipment to eventually obtain an order selecting position, so he should write his resume to that kind of a job or that kind of a posting. Remember now, Jeff is switching industries from restaurant help to warehousing, so he's going to really have to describe himself on paper to get noticed, to get that face-to-face interview. All right, so Jeff has a box going all the way across the page, right underneath all that, where he has listed some keywords separated by commas. He's listed energetic, motivated, self-starter, warehouse hand truck, stocking, inventory, safety, FIFO, and sanitation. All keywords that a recruiter or a computer program is going to pick up on. Now, these are all things that he has some knowledge about. He is energetic. He's motivated to find a job. He is a self-starter. He has used a hand truck in the back of the kitchen to move product and boxes around, at least enough to know a bit about it. and he stocked groceries upon delivery. He's either kept or answered questions as to what inventory that they had, and of course every job talks safety to some degree. He knows something about first in, first out, or rotating product, and of course we all know something about sanitation. These are all keywords used in warehousing and will be recognized by a lot industrial recruiter. We haven't bent the truth at all, and we barely even stretched it. Now keep it honest though, don't embellish what you know. It's all going to come out during the interview anyway, so I mean, believe me, they're going to dig in and find out what you really know. Then just below that, Jeff has put the words accomplishments/objectives, and that's over to the left. Now some people may separate these, but Jeff's, in his case, he's put them together. He would write, as a front and back attendant in the warehouse field, I was twice awarded the Outstanding Customer Service Certificate by my employer. I am proficient at receiving and stocking product upon delivery and understand waste and damages. I am a quick learner regarding product moving equipment and enjoy accomplishing any task as quickly and safely as possible. I have accomplished my goals in the warehouse industry, and I'm excited to bring my experiences in serving and service to the warehouse and distribution field. I'm looking at getting involved with a strong company such as yours, working my way up, securing a greater career in a strong environment. Now here he's used many descriptive words to go along with the keywords that he mentioned above. Here's where we could add some qualifications. But in Jeff's case, he chose to leave that off. I mean, why point out that he really doesn't have any warehousing skills other than what we've already touched on in our objectives. Next, he would list his jobs or work history, starting with the most recent or present, something like this. So, okay, he started over on the left side of the page. He's got January 2016 to October 2016. Then he puts the restaurant name, city and state, and then his chef's name. That was the guy that he really reported to. Now, briefly, this is where he would describe his duties, but he keeps them as close as possible to what he wants in a position. So he would write something like, responsible for receiving deliveries and stocking product as well as customer service out front of the store. Then he lists his previous job as September 2014 to December 2015. Again, the restaurant's name, city and state, and his boss's name. Again, briefly describing his duties as responsible for sanitation of prep area and working closely with back of the store while keeping up with the front as well. See how he's speaking the truth, but wording it in the direction that he's wanting to move to. Then he lists November 2013 to August 2014. Names the restaurant and his supervisor, and again his duties. Working the front of the restaurant and learning tasks in the kitchen area. Look at how he's shown progression through many of these tasks with each move, not spinning anything, but pointing the reader in the direction that he wants to go. Next, he has a header right underneath that. He has a header for education, and again, it's over to the left. He lists the name of his high school, city, and state. Now, beside that, he wrote GED achieved. Jeff didn't complete high school, but he showed he received his GED or equivalent. It's simple, but states the accomplishment on paper without any descriptive reasons or years given, and that's just fine. Now he lists a few courses he has taken, like Safe Serve, food storage, and a knife safety course. Next, he has a header listed as hobbies/interests, and he lists camping, fantasy football, computer courses, and recycling. These are things that Jeff will use to help show his personality and enthusiasm to the recruiter when he has the chance, when he's sitting down in front of them, or possibly even on the telephone if they go into it. Now, with our completed resume in our hand, we're ready to hit the job posting boards, Craigslist, and such for an online application, or maybe go out knocking on doors and chasing those interviews. I hope I helped you with the resume today. Something like that is what I'd be looking for or even use myself. Again, there is a wealth of information online regarding resumes, so check it out. It's another important tool to land that job in warehousing and start that career. Please feel free to send me any questions or your ideals regarding resumes, and I'd be happy to share them on the blog or put together a show for us all to discuss. Thanks for listening today, and next week, we'll dig into the interview process, both phone and face-to-face scenarios, and how to control the interview from the very beginning and land that position. Remember, as always, be safe out there. Our families and friends need us healthy and happy.